It's 2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Well, this is Islamic Awareness Week at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. One of the organizers of this week's activities is Maz Ahmed of the Muslim Student Association here at the U of I. Our guest, Maz Ahmed, is a freshman studying chemical and biomolecular engineering. Maz Ahmed is my guest in this portion of the program. He's here with me in the studio to tell us about upcoming events this week in Islamic Awareness Week. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's
my
pleasure.
Being here. The overall theme of Islamic Awareness Week is Islam 101, Details and Dimensions of Islam in America. What would you like to tell us about how the Student Association and the other sponsors developed this week's events and activities?
We want to kind of branch out from our usual base of just like the Muslim community and kind of expose other people to like the Islam we know, because we feel that Islam has been misrepresented in the media, not just, no offense to anybody intended, but just that not everybody's gotten the Islam we know and the Islam that like has been practiced for like generations. They've seen the extremist Islam or the fundamentalist Islam, not the moderate majority Islam. And we want to kind of expose them to what most Muslim Americans think and how they act and how most like normal Muslims like act and think.
And in looking at the schedule of events, it seems to me there's an emphasis on the diversity of Muslim Americans and their experiences. Is that diversity reflected in the makeup, say, of the Muslim Student Association?
We actually have a lot, like a wide variety of Muslims. We have some like from East Asia. We have the Central Asia also represented. We have some converted Muslims who've joined the faith after reading about it, either on their own or through friends or family who have already accepted Islam. So we kind of wanted to show that to the non-Muslim community on campus, that Islam is not just a stereotypical image which often comes to people's minds. It's a lot more than that. It's all-encompassing. There's a lot more people who practice Islam than one might think.
And I'm suspecting now that you hope to have a lot of people from the university community and the larger Champaign-Urbana community come to these events.
We'd like to see a great turnout at all of our events. We have an event tonight where we have Professor Najjar. He's an art professor at SIU University. We're having him come up and give a speech on like colors of Islam, what Islam means to him, how it influences his artwork, and seeing how like art and Islam have kind of merged together and how they kind of influence one another.
Yeah, and the arts are represented throughout the week's events. I think this is very interesting. We have an artist's journey to Islam. That's tonight at 7 o'clock in Lincoln Hall. Then tomorrow, an art exhibition called The Muslim Mosaic will be up in the Illini Union. And then the week wraps up with a film. So you see what I'm saying? The arts are really represented here.
Some of our flyers actually have a kind of mosaic background. I'm not sure if you've seen one of those, but we tried to make a picture of the Kaaba, which is like kind of what we all face when we pray, and made a mosaic of that using different pictures of Muslims from different ethnicities, different walks of life, to show that Islam's not just one religion. It's a bunch of people practicing their religion in their way that make Islam what it is today. And art is kind of the unifying theme that brings all humanity and all people together. Everyone can relate to art. Everyone can relate to expression and music and art in some form. So we wanted to kind of like use that as a medium to kind of express what we see as Islam, what Islam means to us.
And tomorrow evening at 7 at Allen Hall, a variety show.
Yeah. We are co-sponsoring that with Interfaith in Action. And both of us are working towards having not just Muslim artists, but also artists of various faiths. There's no real limit to the like ethnicity or the faith of that artist, just as long as they practice art in some form. Mm-hmm. We want them there to show what they can do, what they want to do.
And what kind of talent will we see tomorrow evening?
We have some singers lined up. I know there's some specially talented ones. I've heard rumors that there should be a breakdancer, but that's unconfirmed. And I know for a fact that there should be at least one or two spoken word artists.
And the Wednesday lecture, tell us a little bit about that, because I think that looks like maybe a really important one for folks who are looking for Islam 101.
Yeah, that's actually our keynote speaker for the week, if you will. We have Dr. Umair Farooq Abdullah, and we're bringing him down from Chicago. And he's actually a well-known figure in this Muslim community. He is going to speak about, like, history, the roles, and contemporary challenges facing American Muslims, and how, like, Islam is faced in America. So it's kind of directly geared towards people who wonder, like, what Islam is in America, like, what its challenges are, what the problems facing Islam in America are from the perspective of a well-educated, eloquent Muslim American.
Hmm. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're following that up with... if anybody has any questions or can't make Wednesday's event, we're having Unveiling Islam, Everything and Anything You Want to Know, which is an open-ended question-answer session hosted by Professor Muhammad Khalil and Professor Junaid Rana, each of them associate professors in their respective departments here at the university. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has any questions and can't make Wednesdays or has questions left over from Wednesday, they're welcome to come, which is 7 p.m. in Lincoln Hall, Room 192.
Okay. And finally, on Friday, you've got an open house at the mosque in Urbana, and then a screening of Allah Made Me Funny.
Yeah.
Which I understand is quite entertaining and also quite enlightening. And I read a review of it recently, and the reviewer said, these guys know how to tell a joke.
I've seen it once or twice before. Yeah. It's actually quite entertaining. It tries to expose Muslims and non-Muslims to the stereotypes and misconceptions, not just through like the spoken word, but also some physical humor. But it's not just the art that we've been focusing on. It's relating it through another means that a lot of people can relate to, jokes, which has been like a kind of common theme among cultures. You relate to other people by telling jokes and communicating that way.
Okay, very good. Well, there we have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for talking with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Our guest this afternoon in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine has been Maz Ahmed. He is a freshman here at the University of Illinois studying chemical and biomolecular engineering. He's one of the organizers of Islamic Awareness Week this week at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And the week's events are hosted by the Muslim Student Association. And very quickly, if folks want more information, is there a website or is there a pamphlet out in the community they can look for?
We have pamphlets up, and if they have questions, they can email islam101week@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. Maz, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.